Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Campus Connections. I'm Jack from Radio Laurier, and I'm here today with Vishal from the Laurier Analytics Society. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Excited to be here.
Awesome. Very nice. We're glad to have you here. Why don't you tell me a bit about kind of yourself, your role in the Analytics Society?
For sure. Well, my name is Vishal. I am one of the presidents of the Laurier Analytics Society. I joined the organization in 2022 as a director on the outreach team. And shortly after that, a couple months later, the president was graduating and I applied, and I'm grateful that I got the position.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. And what's your program?
So I study data science. I'm in my third year, data science with a management option.
Ooh, very nice. That sounds cool. It's got to be a bit tricky. A lot of math involved.
Yeah, a lot of math, a lot of stats, a lot of CS. Wow.
Dang. That's awesome. So what draws you to analytics?
That's a good question. I think it's the fundamental idea of having information, using that to make your decisions, as opposed to just opinions or, you know, what you think might happen, having those biases, takes it out, gives you a more streamlined way of thinking. I think that's what draws me to it. I can back up whatever I think with fact.
Yeah. Is there anything about analytics that maybe surprised you, that people might be surprised to learn?
Yeah, the one crazy thing about analytics is how much you can lie with analytics, which was crazy for me to think about, just the way you phrase things.
Oh.
You could say 80% of this population thinks such and such if your population sample is 10 people.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's really neat. So tell me a little bit about sort of the Analytics Society, kind of what y'all do, how you're involved, that sort of thing.
Yeah, 100%. So the Laurier Analytics Society, it's a student-led organization for students by students. We focus on professional development and understanding analytics, data science, AI, all of that outside of class. So the applications of these concepts, how they work in the real life. So in class, you might learn about this aspect of statistics, why this one concept in stats is so important, or why matrices are important. But then why is it actually important? What is its use? What is its purpose in the real world? So that's what we do. We do that through workshops. We have a lot of workshops that we lined up. We do them every term. We have about five or six every term.
Wow.
That teaches different tools, specifically coding tools, because that's something we've learned a lot of people are relatively new to compared to what they learn in school. Mm-hmm. We also have networking events. We have our annual Syncopate networking event in the fall and our Synergy networking event in the winter. Mm-hmm. We bring speakers in, they're panelists. And that's kind of what we do. We also attend a lot of conferences, especially this past year. We've attended three alone in this past year. Yeah.
That's awesome. I guess I hadn't really thought about coding being a big part of it. Is that like sort of making models?
Yeah, it's exactly what it's exactly making models.
Interesting. Huh, that's fascinating. And so your data science, I assume that there's a decent amount of data science students in the society. I'm curious kind of what are all the programs that you sort of see pop up? Do you ever see like an arts program in the club?
Well, yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. When I started, I thought it was only going to be all data science and CS, right? But then I understood the amount of interest we have from BBA, for example. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you're studying, eventually what you end up doing at your job is looking at information and making decisions based on that. Whether that's through a technical, you know, let me code this out or let me look at this graph. Mm-hmm. It's that. We also have a lot of arts. We have linguistics students who are quite interested.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because, you know, how does your Alexa work? How does your Google Home work?
Wow. That's really interesting. I guess you really want kind of a large variety of students to kind of get all those different points, but also just to get a more kind of full-on attack on analytics.
It's applicable everywhere, right? That's the beauty of this.
That's really neat. So one thing that you mentioned in kind of our emails was you're hosting an event coming up called the Data Dialogue Tech Conference. Tell me a bit about that. What is it?
Yeah, this is super exciting. Mm-hmm. So we're not new to networking events. We've done that in the past where we have maybe four or five people coming in, sitting on a panel. One of us from the team hosts it. We ask a couple of questions that we have, a couple of questions from the audience that they send us in beforehand. And then the audience themselves, you know, put their hand up and ask questions. This time what we're doing is something a little different. We're doing that but much on a much, much bigger scale. So we have keynote speeches. We have four or five panels that are specific. And we have open networking sessions. It's all catered. It's going to be on campus. It's Wilf's Catering.
Nice.
Right? And our guests that we're inviting, typically we aim for somebody who's either a recent grad or who's mm-hmm. been there in the industry for maybe 5 years. This time we're going across the board. So we're going for anybody who's recently graduated all the way to somebody who's a chief something, something, something. Right?
That's really neat.
We have a bunch of different companies coming. We have Microsoft, we have RBC, we have Scotia, we have Sun Life.
Wow.
Love Sun Life.
Mm-hmm.
We have Definity, we have BStock Solutions, we have Google.
Fantastic.
We have all these companies coming in. We have some tech influencers as well. Super excited for them to show up. It's great. They get to make a lot of content.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting. And the best part of this is now this event is open to students across Ontario. So it's not just for Laurier.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody from across Ontario, we've reached out. We've heard back from a lot of other universities that are super interested in coming.
Yeah.
And things are looking good.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so is that like, do you have to register for it, get a ticket? Or is it sort of?
Yeah, so tickets are on sale right now.
Awesome.
As of right now, they're only open to Laurier students. That's the advantage of going to Laurier.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, and it's in partnership with the Lazzaridi School of Business. So that's a big bonus. To answer your previous question about what backgrounds our students are, the demographic, mm-hmm. everybody's welcome. As long as you're interested and you think you'll learn, for sure, hop on in.
That sounds great. That's such a good experience to have in university, is getting to talk to these people who are working in the industry that you want to work in. They can provide a lot of guidance, a lot of sort of tips. They can even give you sort of contacts to talk to. That sounds really awesome. And you do kind of workshops throughout the year, you said, including some you got planned up this year. What kind of workshops do you do? Like, can you give us sort of like a sneak peek of what's coming up?
Oh, okay. So for what's coming up, we have a lot of workshops that are focused on demystifying data. Mm. So one of the things our team learned over the past year is a sense of intimidation students have when it comes to data science.
Mm-hmm.
People always think, oh, it's a really high-paying job. It's super hard to do. Wonder what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what our workshops are about. It's exactly what it is. It's breaking it down into simple, easy to understand concepts where we explain, this is how you evaluate the value of a stock over time. This is how the prediction stuff works. We have that coming up. And we also have something more specific on tool-based. Mm-hmm. So for those of you data nerds out there, mm-hmm. TensorFlow is a very, very popular tool. It's used by most big companies. And we have a workshop by a professional who works with TensorFlow in his day-to-day job.
Nice.
So he's coming in, giving a workshop on TensorFlow.
Awesome. Great. Those are the people that usually have sort of all the tricks, like the shortcuts, sort of like how to get exactly what you want out of a program. So
yeah, he knows it in and out.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. So that's all the questions. No, it's not all the questions that I had. How can students get involved in the Analytics Society?
Oh, that's a great question. We're always welcome for students to join as members. So we have two kinds of involvement, I guess. One is to be a member of the society. That means you show up to the events, register on Nest, just hang out, check us out, come to the events, come to our booth in the concourse, come to our events. The second step is to be on the team, be an executive on the team. So that's an application process when we do have our hiring around twice a year, once a term. It's a better way of saying that.
Awesome.
Once a term, you apply and you get to be on the team.
Sweet. Very nice. And so that's all the questions that I had prepared. Before I let you go, do you want to kind of give an opportunity to do you want to plug anything, your socials, any other events that are coming up?
Oh,
or talk about whatever we haven't talked about that you want to cover?
Yeah. I'll get back to the data dialogue. Just a quick brief about it.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, it's for students across Ontario. Tickets are open right now only for Laurier students. Soon they'll be open to students from other universities as well. It is in partnership with the Lazzaridi School of Business, with their graduate programs, the MBA, MFIN, MMA programs. A lot of interest from there. We have Intern Insider, a very, very popular tool that posts about internships, at least for the tech roles. They are our marketing sponsor right now, marketing partner. And we're really looking forward to it. This is, I think, it's one of the biggest large-scale events, at least in this field, that Laurier has seen in a while.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Yeah, I like hearing you talk about it. I can't think of anything that I've seen on campus that quite like the scale of that and Yeah. That's not like an actual like part of a program. That's like an independent student group saying, "Hey, we want to do this."
Yeah.
So that's really cool. It's very impressive.
Thank you so much, Shaq.
Awesome, sweet. And how can people find you on social media?
So we're on Instagram. It's Laurier_Analytics. We're on LinkedIn, also Laurier Analytics. Look for awesome. Our logo. It's a green binary search tree with a little dash in between, I guess. That's the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's us. And yeah, Instagram and LinkedIn. Text us, message us, follow us, like our stuff.
Great, fantastic. Well, thank you for coming in this week. Vishal, it was nice to meet you. It's great talking to you. And we will see everybody next week on Campus Connections.